Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad taste loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. I was just on Doug McIntyre in the morning with T-Ran KBC talking about counterfeit drugs. And I guess this business is probably one of the biggest fraudulent businesses out there. And many of you guys could be taking fraudulent drugs and counterfeit, I should say, counterfeit drugs. Your Viagra, your Valium. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, I'm getting it from Canada, so it's okay. Well, how do you know it's really coming from Canada? So we need to talk about the counterfeit drug industry, what you could actually be imbibing or ingesting, and how you need to be careful. And I get it. I mean, you know, it's very difficult. It's very costly now to go to a medical provider to get your drugs. You know, I mean, you could buy your shampoo online. You could buy your kids' clothes online. Why can't you buy your medicine online? I get that. You know, but we're going to talk about that. Apparently, we have contact lenses again wreaking havoc by causing blindness in one man who lost an eye. We have, I guess, a tattoo. It's a tattoo that has been making a lot of headlines. We'll tell you about that tattoo, why this woman's thigh is so famous, and what it means for you or I. Okay? You know, nobody ever makes a picture of my thigh go viral. I don't understand that. All right. There is a kitty cat who takes a stray bullet for her three-year-old son. This is super kitty cat. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I could just eat. Oh, I love this little kitty cat. We've been telling you for years that coffee is healthy. Coffee protects you. Coffee is this. Coffee is that. Now they're saying coffee could increase risk of heart events and diabetes in young people. So I don't know what the hell to do when it comes to coffee. All right, so a lot of us have gained weight now that we're middle-aged. I hate the fact that I'm not skinny and sexy anymore. Well, to add salt to the gaping wound, we have an Alzheimer's risk now because we're more obese. So midlife obesity may spur risk for earlier Alzheimer's. You know what? If I'm going to get Alzheimer's, like, give it to me now, please. All right, let me just know about it now. Okay, I hate this idea that, well, you're going to get it later. You're going to get it later. Okay, give it to me now. Let me deal with it now so I can move on. Okay? Go on disability. Hip and knee replacement surgery raises the risk of heart attack for a short period of time. Now, many of you guys are getting hip replacements and knee replacements earlier because, you know, our joints, we're just burning through our joints like we burn through iPhone battery. We just go through it. Well, unfortunately, there's a sharp spike in a window of risk for heart disease that we need to talk about. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hand That Rocks the Cradle was on last night. I don't know what channel. I was, like, surfing through the movies, and I think I remember watching that movie back in college. Rebecca De More, and I forget the other two people. They're famous, too. I just don't know their names. And you guys remember that story where, you know, she was the wife of a doctor that, I guess, molested patients. And so the main character reported him. And then I guess he committed suicide. And the wife of the doctor who committed suicide was pregnant. So she miscarried. Did I just ruin the whole story for you? It's like a 30-year-old movie. And then she is so mad at the woman that ruined her life because now she lost her husband and she lost her baby. And this, and you know, real sicko. She decides to pretend to be a nanny and infiltrate the house and then try to either take over the family or kill the mom and whatever. And, you know, the movie's old, but not ancient old, but old enough. And I still got the heebie-jeebies. You know, and you know, the scene, again, that struck me the most was, of course, the doctor coming into the room. The doctor came into the room. Everything seemed fine and dandy. Nurse was there. And then he gave the nurse something to do. And then he goes on and he does the exam. And I, you know, any of us women that have ever been through anything similar, not so much from a doctor, but just in general, any sort of, you just kind of cringe and, you know, you wanna hit the guy or, you wanna, you know, chop off his member or whatever. And, you know, it was just, I don't know. I found it when I was watching that movie where you would think that this kind of stuff wouldn't happen again. And I'm not saying just in terms of physicians, but in terms of any sort of, you know, work environment where you have, you know, predators out there. And it was a very current movie, even though the movie took place, I believe, in the 90s. And so, I don't know, I saw that last night, and then the woman coming in and breastfeeding the baby, and you know, you just kind of look at a movie like that, and even though I know it's a movie, but you go, there are some real sickos out there. And then you stop and go, no, this was just a movie. And then you go, no, there's real sickos out there. And I don't know the point I'm trying to make in terms of sickos and movies and watching movies and not watching movies and watching movies that are old versus watching movies that are current. But I think the message I want to send is just don't let your guard down. There are some real sick people out there. And I know as a doctor, I'm supposed to be very empathetic about people that are out there and people that suffer from illness. And I am. People that suffer from mental illness, I am very empathetic. But I am not empathetic to people who are predators, people who are sickos, and people who want to plan to harm other people. Those people need to be removed from society. I don't know how, but they need to. And we've had a lot of recent events from crazy sickos out there. Be careful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's talk about Supercat taking a bullet for his owner. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this cat's story isn't as phenomenal as that one where a dog was going after a kid playing on the driveway. Remember, this little kid was on like a little tricycle on the driveway, and then all of a sudden this dog or neighbor's dog just comes and starts attacking the kid. And so the cat jumps up and goes after the dog and scares the dog. My cats scare my dog. Cats are some scary animals. I mean, major cray-cray. I mean, wow. And the cat went all ate poop on the dog. Okay, so this cat didn't do that, but he's still a hero. So in Pennsylvania, this is a real shame, okay? This is in York, Pennsylvania. A stray bullet went through a woman's window last week. And the cat was sitting in front of the little three-year-old boy. And the bullet went through the window, went through the cat's head, out the cat's shoulder, across the room, and landed in a pillow that was a few inches away from her three-year-old son, Damier. And the boy was sleeping on the floor. Thank God the kid wasn't hit, and the cat is alive. The mom said it took me a second to realize what had happened. The first thing I did was check on my son, and he was sound asleep. Then I saw my cat on the floor, and I realized he was shot. I guess the mom had the option of putting the cat down or trying to get the funds together to save the cat's life. She's already spent about $1,000. The cat has a drain coming out of the neck. You see the stitches. And the cat looks a little, you know, uncomfortable, but it's a beautiful kitty cat. And I want my cats to listen to this, and I'm going to have the cats watch the news story over and over and over again, because my cats don't do jack diddly squat for me at all. They are the most selfish, you know. And this cat, I know the cat was sitting there. He probably would have fled if he had a chance, but he didn't. And him being there saved the kid's life. Now, I know some of you worry warts like me are like, you know what, well then I'm going to have my house full of cats so they could take all the bullets that could come in and hit my kid. I think that's a good idea. The more cats, the better. You know, they're easy to take care of. Yeah, some of them do pee-pee house, pee-pee carpet, pee-pee bed. They take a bullet for your kid. Opie is a cat, Opie. He's a little redhead, like from the Mulberry Andy Griffith show, is expected to survive, but there's a long recovery process. The cat's hospital bills already hit $1,000, and the woman created a GoFundMe fundraiser to help offset the cost. So, good kitty cats. Oh, I love the kitty cats. Man, the dog would have gotten shot and then gone after the person who shot the fam. That's, you know. But these stray bullets, I mean, it almost makes you just want to tell the family, don't go near any windows. I mean, how crazy is that? And the kid was just sleeping on the floor. The bullet comes in. I'm going to be leaving town for a couple days because my son has a football game. And I am really worried about how my husband is going to take care of things when I'm gone, especially the cats. Now, what stinks is every time I, you know, give a note to my husband and I have it at the house, he never reads it. Notes don't work with my husband, and he does it on purpose because he doesn't want me to leave him notes. So leaving a note is one of the most ineffective ways to communicate with my husband. He also ignores my texts. He doubly ignores emails, so I can't get any messages to him. So what I decided to do is before I leave town, I left my husband a to-do list on Facebook. I tagged him, and before I, you know, go on the airplane, I'm going to tag a couple of his friends on there so they go, look, okay, now your wife is tagging me on this list of to-do. Now, you guys are, you know, my listeners, and you guys have access to Facebook, so I'm going to give you this list as well and make sure my husband does it, okay? So number one, he's supposed to change the laundry each day. He's supposed to hang up my dresses before they wrinkle, and then he's supposed to take my cotton underwear briefs out of the dryer and lay them next to my beige bras that are drying out over the fireplace, okay? He needs to do that. Number two, the cats need their meals, and he has to actually cook them, okay, with some culinary expertise. He also has to serve them right on time, and he needs to use the fancy china. If he misses this by about 5 minutes, they get mad, and then they go pee-pee house, and we just can't have that. Sashi's one of our cats. She needs regular massages, so he has to. I have, especially under her arm, she really likes a good rub right there in her axilla, and then don't forget to rub under the chin. And then we got Shaky Boo. Now, Shaky Boo loves his hair comb, so Corey has to do this every day when I'm gone, and he's got to comb it against the grain, so then he, you know, Shaky Boo has this big mane, and he thinks he looks all sexy and all that. Apollo is our dog, and he has very stinky anal glands. So I have number five, clean out Apollo's doggy anal glands because they stink. Then he's got to run up to the street to Target, buy some extra toilet paper, laundry detergent, and pick up some douche. But I only want the Island Fresh scent. I need him, number 7, call my mother and wish her a happy birthday for me. Number 8, stay off Facebook so you're not tempted by any blondes who are poking you. And then number 9, day 2, repeat the above steps. So my husband, I know for sure, has seen this list, and now it's on his Facebook. And I don't care if he erases it, because it's on my Facebook, and he doesn't have access to my Facebook. So he's got some stuff to do. Please make sure that he does it. Okay, so gay marriage is now legal, according to the Supreme Court. And having family members who are gay and friends who are gay and patients who are gay, I love the fact that they can now form a monogamous union. I am extremely excited about that. Doesn't make sense to tell two people that love each other that they can't unify and that they can't solidify their monogamous relationship like heterosexuals can. I'm for monogamy, and I think this is one of the best ways to encourage it. So I'm a fan. What I'm not a fan, though, of is like what happened with the Catholic hospital, or what happened with, the baker, where if somebody has beliefs, religious beliefs, okay, they can't continue to practice, their religion, and they are forced to do something that is against their religion. So I don't know where the fine line is. Okay, if something is legal, something's legal. But if you have somebody that doesn't want to, I guess, partake in that, they should have a right. So like, for example, all right, you're at a restaurant and you have a chef who's a vegetarian. And the chef has no problem cooking dishes, no problem cooking any sort of dishes, as long as they don't have to eat it. So great, everything's going fine with the chef. And then all of a sudden, the boss, the master chef or the sous chef or whoever, comes over and says, I need you to try this lamb, see if it tastes okay. And the chef's like, well, I can't, I'm vegetarian. You try it or you're fired. But I can't. I don't want to taste the meat. I'm a chef. I'm cooking, and that, but don't make me taste the meat. And then that chef gets fired. Okay? That would be against their rights. Maybe a wrongful termination. Okay? That would be an issue. Although, I find it fascinating that vegetarian chefs are cooking meat without tasting it. But, they do. So, people would argue, like, you can't force a person to do something that's against, they don't want to taste meat, that you can't force them to do it. Well, in the news, there is a Kentucky clerk who is going to face a federal judge this week on a hearing because she refused to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Rowan County Attorney Cecil Watkins said the federal court alerted him that a hearing is scheduled for 11 a.m., Watkins says clerk Kim Davis is summoned to attend, along with all the deputy clerks who work in her office. Davis's office has steadfastly denied marriage licenses under the Supreme Court, legalizing gay marriage this summer. See, what I would do if I were her then is, so you aren't forced to do something that's against your religion, then I would probably move to a different department. Okay? I mean, because if it's legal for anybody to get married, then they have a right to go to a state-run office or a federal office and be able to get their license. All right? So I wouldn't sue her. I would just have her work in a different department. But right now it looks like she is being sued. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. I want to hear from you. Some of you have weighed in by email, but I'd like to hear from you as well. 1-877-DOCDALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, the more we make progress, the more we move towards a more open and tolerating and I guess friendly country, the more we start to divide ourselves. All right. This has been a very, very passionate subject, religious rights versus civil liberties. And it's a shame they're not congruent. It's a shame they're exclusive of each other. Here's a few emails I want to just quickly read. Why is the woman denying the marriage license afraid of religious repercussions? It's not the act of marriage that she's committing. It's just a piece of paper. She's using her religion as an excuse. Another email I have here is, gay marriage is legal. My religion states different. I am not going to take part in a sin. Lyle writes, why should I be charged with discrimination when my place of business has right to refuse business to anyone? So a thug coming into my store being loud and obnoxious, who may psychologically suffer from a personality disorder, could sue me if I kick him out of my store. Oh, I see what he means. I see what he means. So under the America with Disabilities Act, you have somebody that comes in with a personality disorder, but he's being obnoxious and not technically committing a crime, and he goes, leave, because I have the right to refuse. The doctor who won't give birth control needs to not be a doctor. That was a comment from, I guess, a few days ago when we talked about a doctor who didn't believe in birth control, and he was a gynecologist. I have to say, I mean, he could still be a doctor. It's just, if he's going to be a gynecologist, he needs to kind of let people know that if he's against birth control, that, you know, don't spend money here if you're looking for birth control. Okay, you know, we don't prescribe birth control here. You know, a doctor is allowed to not prescribe certain medications. There's doctors out there that do not prescribe narcotics. There's doctors out there that do not prescribe seizure medications. There's doctors out there that do not prescribe insulin because they just don't manage it. So if there's a doctor that doesn't manage birth control, yeah, kind of an odd place for him to be in the gynecological field, but still, then he has to let consumers know. He can't invite them in, have them pay money, and then all of a sudden drop that on them and then not give them a refund. See what I mean? Okay, so this Kentucky woman is being sued. She initially stopped issuing marriage licenses. Two gay couples and two straight couples sued her. Federal judge ordered her to issue the licenses. An appeals court upheld that decision, and the Supreme Court on Monday declined to intervene in the case. But Davis has refused to issue the licenses, saying her deeply held Christian beliefs don't let her endorse gay marriages. The email saying, I don't understand what the big deal is. It's a piece of paper. See, it all depends on how religious you are. Okay, she's not the one officiating the ceremony. She's not the one getting married if it's against her religion. But she may feel that filling out the, you know, the paper and honoring the marriage license means she is adding to the sin. You know, for those of you that aren't religious, it's a whole new world, you know, to learn what, you know, what people fear. You know, I grew up fearing God, all right? And it was the way my parents presented, you know, religion, that if I did something bad, like I had sex before marriage, or I did not honor thy mother and father, I would be having a miserable life, or I would be struck by lightning, or I would be cursed, or whatever. And so I was very scared. Now, they started to get a little bit more lenient the older I was, but they were probably fearful that I needed to, I guess, fear a higher power than them. Even though they were scary enough, I was like, you know, well, whatever God's going to do is his, much easier than what, you know, the punishment you guys are inflicting. So, you know, I later, with my, how I look at religion, I embrace God as a loving God, as a forgiving God, but just don't make him mad. Okay, and I also, and just, but this is my personal beliefs, okay? I can't expect anybody else to believe the same way I believe. I believe that if I, let's say, you know, let's say, for example, it's not kosher to eat pork, but that if I worked at a restaurant, because I did, I worked at Tony Roma's, and I had to serve ribs, and those ribs were pork, all right? I felt that God would not be mad at me, and he would not punish me based on that, because it knows I was just working and I was just trying to make a living, and I was, you know, yeah, I was serving pork to somebody who wanted it. But I didn't even think about that. Oh, I hope I don't get in trouble. Okay, so that's just that. Right, but, you know, you can't look at a person who's religious and tell them you need to do something and not appreciate their fear of God. Now, we do not want, we want separation of church and state. We do not want people imposing their beliefs on you, all right? And you know, you just got a right to marry your loved one, whether you're straight, gay. You want to be able to go to the courthouse and get your marriage license, and you have a right. The Supreme Court has given you that right. You do have that right. But if somebody does not want to serve that license, then I would suggest get them out of the department so they don't feel like they're being forced to do something that they're against. Now, I'm sure there's going to be another lawsuit but I didn't want to leave my post. You made me leave my post, and now you're paying me less. Well, then that's another issue. Again, we don't want to punish people for being religious. But when is religion interfering with other people's lives? Or when is it your personal right to practice the way you want to? I mean, how we as a country look at religion is you do whatever you want in your own home, in your own mind, in your own circle. You can do whatever you want, but do not take your religion outside that circle. And so workplace religious issues are now coming to the forefront of controversy. Here's a baker who, you know, is designing cakes, but they don't want to make a cake that displays gay marriage. To them, they think they're sinning. Well, they have a right. They have a right to not want to perform an act they want to perform, but there's also, we have rights to be able to walk into a place of business and be served without being discriminated against based on gender, creed, etc. So I don't know what the answer is. And one of the reasons why this is so difficult is because there's no uniformity. There's no answer. And there's no consistency. Remember, there was an employee that was suing a gym because she was overweight and the gym wanted their front office people to look like they were weightlifters and in great shape. And models. I'm sure there was a lawsuit that a model did not get hired because she was too obese for the job. Well, you know, the modeling industry wants pretty people. If not, you're not going to get it. The TV industry wants certain people. So discrimination happens all the time. You're discriminated against age. Yeah, there, you know, when there's a movie and somebody wants a man for the role and not a female, we don't really see a sexual discrimination suit for that. Okay, Brad Pitt is going to play the role. And, you know, they're doubtful that a woman who was up against Brad Pitt for that role in Thelma and Louise would win in court. So, you know, if we're already hiring men for a role, women for a role, I mean, there's jobs where you have women bathroom attendants. All right, you know, well, why are we hiring a woman bathroom attendant? Well, to make women feel better. Yeah, but now you're discriminating against me because I'm a man. So, you know, we don't see a lot of those suits, okay? So since there's no consistency, it seems to be very subjective. Well, it's okay to hire a man here. It's okay to hire a pretty woman here. It's okay to do this. It's okay to do that. It's okay to hire a Catholic as a head of a Catholic school. You see? So I don't know what the answer is going to be, but I would suggest if you feel that your personal religious rights are going to be at risk, put yourself in a work situation where you're not going to be asked to do something that you don't want to do. This way the people that are guaranteed the right by the Supreme Court get to still enjoy that right. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away. I'm a
walking in the rain. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Speak
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I get very frustrated when you hear, oh, this is going viral. And I go, man, what do I have to stop and look at now? And it kind of bothers me because it's just, I think there's some force that is dictating what gets popular and what doesn't, and what goes viral and what doesn't. And you feel like if you don't, you know, make yourself aware, you're going to be out of the loop, okay? Although when it came to Breaking Bad, I had ignored that for the longest time. I'm like, I'm not going to watch some... high school teacher make meth? Why would I even be interested in that show? Well, after everybody was talking about it and making a lot of hoopla, I saw it, and I was like, oh, that is good. That is good. Same thing happened with this. Everybody's looking at this woman's tattoo. There's a woman's tattoo going viral. Right? Everyone's looking at her thigh. My thigh, I got a whole lot of cellulite. And if you look at the way the cellulite, you know, makes shape, I'm sure there's some image that will definitely go viral too. You know how people say they see Jesus, you know, in toast, or they see, you know, Jesus' face in certain things? I mean, I'm sure with the way my, you know, cellulite comes together, there's something, you know, famous or biblical about it. But this is really, though, interesting. So this Oregon woman has a tattoo where when you look at her, right side up with her standing straight, the tattoo goes, I'm fine. I'm so like, all right, she's fine. But then when you look at the tattoo from her perspective, upside down or looking down on her leg, it says, save me. So Rebecca Becca Miles, a junior at George Fox University, got a tattoo symbolizing her struggle with depression. And then she posted it on Facebook to raise awareness of the mental disorder. Since then, the post has basically got, I think, over 500,000 shares, multiple likes, multiple comments. She says, to me, it means that others see this person that seems okay, but in reality, it is not okay at all. It reminds me that people who may appear happy may be at battle with themselves. Now, I find this extremely fascinating and very therapeutic for her, where when you're suffering from something, one of the best things to do to recoup is to try to help others, even when you're not completely healthy yourself. But it's very, 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 very therapeutic healing process to start making people aware. She says, to me, it means that others, Miles told Fox 12 Oregon that she was inspired to get the tattoo after one of her psychology professors at George Fox, Dr. Christina Case, spoke about her plight with depression. I decided a few years back that it was something that would be important for my students to know, that it wasn't just other people, but it's people they know, and there is a way out. Now, according to the National Institutes of Health, nearly 16 million American adults suffer from depression. The World Health Organization says depression carries the heaviest burden of disability among mental and behavioral disorders. I agree, although I would say I think there's many more. I think there's a lot of people that suffer from depression, and they just don't admit it. They eat, they drink, they smoke, they do drugs, they gamble, they have sex, they people find ways to cope. A lot of people can't sleep, so they find ways to sleep. A lot of people can't make it to work, so they find ways. And, you know, I have many patients, they come in for back pain. I'm like, is it really back pain? What's keeping you from, you know, you don't want to go to work. Is it really your back? You know, your MRI came back perfect. We've done therapy. No, doc, I just don't want to go to work. There was a patient who was getting pain medicines for the longest time. Originally from me, and then when I stopped giving him pain medicines from his orthopedic doctor. Well, he comes back years later, and I go, what happened to you, man? I haven't seen you in a while. He's like, this chronic pain I was having wasn't really pain. I was taking the Lortab so I could get through work. I hate work. Now, Lortab, Vicodin, Norco, these pain medications can, in and of themselves, cause depression. Okay, narcotics are very well known to make you grumpy, make you irritable, cause depression. But he hated work so badly that he would pop one of these before he went to work, and he said, I could deal with people better. I could talk to them, I could, you know, fake laugh when, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh. I go, well, you know, well, when can you retire? Well, you know, it still was a long time off. So he got help for his addiction to pain medication. He stopped seeing the orthopedic doctor. He stopped getting them written, and I never gave him any for years. And he eventually got better, thank God. But you see, he was not technically in the books as a depressed person. He was in the books as a low back pain person. And the interesting thing is he actually did have muscle wasting. All right, he did have some elements of neck pain, radiculopathy, back pain. He had muscle wasting and stuff. But It was more as a result of the depression. Testosterone was fine, everything else. All right, so now we have somebody who's suffering from depression, so she decides to get a tattoo, but she decides to get a tattoo that she can post on Facebook and go viral. And you know what? This, I'm glad. I am so glad it did go viral. This is something that I'm extremely proud of when it comes to social media, because it's a message, and it's a good teaching point, and it's something that I think unites people. I can't stand these stories that divide people. She says mental illness is not a choice and will likely hit everyone at some point in their life. If it's such a huge issue, why aren't we having this conversation about it? That's why I got this tattoo. They are great conversation starters. This forces me to talk about my own struggle and why the awareness of it is important. Well, until she gets to the point where she's like, everybody stop bugging me. I don't want to talk about any of this. So, you know, what about some of you guys going, well, yeah, you know, I think I have, you know, depression, but I really don't want to tell anybody because I don't want to go on medication. You don't always have to go on medication. In fact, the number one treatment for depression is therapy, talk therapy. Well, Dr. Dahlia, I don't want to do that either. Why not? It makes you feel better talking to somebody. Well, it's expensive. You're right. For some of you, going to therapy is expensive, which is something I think we do need to change. We need to have therapy services that are not so expensive. But then on the flip side, we also find that it's hard to have enough people that will do therapy. Now, a lot of psychiatrists used to have the black couch, the whole Freudian psychoanalytic process, psychoanalysis, where, and the psychotherapy, where you would lie there, you would talk, then after an hour, the psychiatrist would prescribe something for you. That doesn't happen anymore. I was very shocked to see when I was in medical school that a lot of the psychiatrists, they don't do the talking. They have therapists do it. Why? Because insurance doesn't cover it. Insurance isn't paying. So that's a big problem right there. You know, and then, you know, how much training do we want to give people, okay? We have various levels of therapy out there. One of the most successful therapeutic interventions is AA. And those aren't run by PhD or masters or physicians, all right? AA is run by people that went through the process themselves, which is extremely advantageous when you're trying to help somebody else. So, you know, maybe what we need to do is we need to have, you know, stratified levels of therapy. Somebody can't afford to go and see the doctor or the therapist, etc. Insurance isn't covering it, which, by the way, needs to be rectified immediately. We have other sorts of group therapy. Now, we got to be careful because we don't want somebody that's untrained and we don't want somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, you know, messing with people. But, I mean, AA has done a phenomenal job. And I can't tell you how many of my patients who used to drink don't anymore. So we gotta reinstitute group therapy, individual therapy, dedicated therapy, home therapy. We gotta do something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.